This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome to Klaus Financial's Money in Motion. Answers to all your retirement questions in one place. KlausFinancial.com is the website, KlausFinancial.com. These segments are sponsored by Klaus Financial. And joining us this week, as they do every week, Steve and Malia. Malia and Steve, welcome back.
Good morning, Mike. How are you this weekend?
Great, great. Couldn't be better. The sun is shining, and we are in a new month, February. And I should mention that we do, as we do every single week on Money in Motion, the cost quiz question of the week. A $25 gift card to Texas Roadhouse will go to the winner who answers the question correctly first. And a number to call for that is 815-877-8440. Again, that's 815-877-8440. So listen throughout the show. We will give the answer to that Klaus quiz question of the week. So first I'll ask, people listening maybe for the first time, or they've listened a couple times but they don't remember, tell our listeners what the objective of Money in Motion is every week and why it makes sense for listeners to listen.
Yes, Mike, thanks for asking that question again. First and foremost, our firm has always been a big believer in education. Interestingly enough, though, very few people have ever taken a class on retirement planning 101, nor parenting 101, and those are two obviously very important subjects in many people's lives. So every week we attempt to answer questions and provide information to listeners who want to be ahead of that retirement curve, because all of us, that's one of our goals, is to eventually get to retirement. But there's a lot of complexities involved with it. We're also at Klaus celebrating our 40th year in the business as an independent advisory firm. We have two offices. Our corporate office is in Loves Park, Illinois, and our second office is in Fitchburg, which is a suburb of Madison, Wisconsin. We primarily focus on fee-based planning for individuals. Secondly, the name of our show, you know, reflects the fact that we know, as everyone else does, that money is always in motion. Things in life change frequently. Most likely, retirement plans change, goals, objectives, perspectives. Could be a loss of job. It could be some health issues. It could be a divorce. There's just a lot of different components and parts to that process. It isn't an end result. It's a change in life. We at Klaus, we work as our client's retirement quarterback to help provide that game plan and a roadmap, and also coordinating with other professionals they may need in that retirement planning and estate planning process. It could be their accountant or their attorney or an insurance person, or it could also be a banker, just depending on their situation. Our objective, again, is to act as that coordinator, so we're helping our clients pull all of their professionals together as a team approach.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm thinking about that. Money in motion. Money is always in motion. The alternative to that is money under your mattress, right?
True.
That's not where it belongs.
No, it isn't.
Now, I know that today we were going to talk about Social Security, and I assume people have a lot of questions surrounding this in financial planning for retirement, Social Security.
Very much so. Malia?
Yeah, you know, Social Security is kind of what we call one of our big buzzwords as financial planners with our clients. And it's the one thing that I can't tell you how many times we get the question when we meet with our clients, how soon can I start taking it? I've been paying into it for the last 25, 35 years. When can I start taking it? And so obviously that's a big component in your retirement planning. And everybody wants to know when's the right day to start? Should I wait a while to start it? What if my spouse quits working before I do? And so really this becomes a very important question in everybody's different situation. So there is no right or wrong answer for yourself necessarily, but there might be a better answer. And the reason I say there might not be the perfect answer sometimes is because Social Security, which is obviously what you've been paying into since you started working, allows for you to start taking your benefit as early as the age of 62, assuming you have enough credits that have been paid into Social Security. So is age 62 the right answer for most people? Well, so 62 is the earliest you can start drawing a benefit, but certainly it's not your full retirement age. Your full retirement age for most folks at this time is getting closer to the age of 67. So anywhere between 62 and whatever your specific full retirement age is, there's actually the benefit will be greatly reduced the earlier you take it. So we like to make sure that people are looking at when does it really make sense for them to start pulling the benefit. One thing we wanted to talk today about was delayed retirement credits. And what does that really mean about delaying it? So if I wait till my full retirement age, which is going to be 66 or 67 for most of our listeners, if I decide at that age I don't need to take my benefit, how much does my benefit increase until the age of 70 if I just let it sit there? And the good news is it will continue to increase by as much as 8% per year.
Oh, wow.
That's what I call free money. That is the best return that Steve and I cannot promise you on our on your regular investments, 8% return. But what we're looking at is when does it make sense to start delaying that? So if you do delay it up till the age of 70, that's going to be a nice sizable increase in your benefit. But what we want our listeners to know is that once you reach age 70, Social Security does not provide any more growth to that, so you won't get any increased benefit past that age. So age 70, if you can let it grow up until that point, fabulous, but after that, there's usually no reason to not start taking benefit.
So just to recap, Malia, as I understand it, if you are eligible for Social Security at 62, but you don't take it, each year you can gain 8% all the way up until you turn 70, but then after 70 you don't accumulate anymore?
Correct. So there's obviously an optimal age to start drawing it for your own situation, but if you do not take it, it will stop increasing on its own at the age of 70.
Gotcha. Interesting. And so the full retirement age is not the same as when you're eligible to the earliest you can collect Social Security, correct?
Correct. So your earliest would be age 62. Your full retirement age, as I said, is going to be somewhere between 65 and 67, depending on what year you were born. But just knowing that, again, you know, the truth is if you know how long you're going to live, we can tell you exactly what day to start pulling your Social Security. So Social Security's got it figured out, obviously, with mortality tables, and understanding that the sooner you start drawing your benefit, you're not going to take as large of a benefit. But if you live past what the life expectancy table is, you're going to win. And that's kind of how we look at it when we're looking at, you know, what makes sense for your situation.
We're going to take a break and continue with Steve and Malia from Kloss Financial. This is Money in Motion. We'll be right back.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
That's right. We are back. Kloss Financial, Money in Motion. We continue with Steve and Malia from Kloss Financial. KLAASfinancial.com is the website. And we were talking about Social Security and when you can be eligible to take it, and the DRCs, as they're called, the delayed retirement credits. What occurs, or what should people be aware of if one of their spouses passes away?
You know, that's a good question, Mike. And as Malia was talking about a few minutes ago with regard to people's personal benefits, or their individual benefits, I should say, if you actually have a spouse that passed away early in life before they were ever collecting Social Security, you could actually be eligible to start receiving the widow's benefit as early as age 60. If it is a situation where that, you know, that amount can be of help to you financially, that is a plus. In fact, I've had a couple of different clients where that has actually occurred, where the spouse passed away before age 60. They started collecting that widow's benefit, continued to work, then eventually retired at their full retirement age and actually decided to delay receiving their benefits till, as Malia mentioned a couple of minutes ago, to age 70, at which time they could then switch to their own benefits and actually increase the income that they were receiving from their deceased spouse and their own. Just strategy.
Malia, did you have anything to add about when people deal with a spouse passing away and how that relates to Social Security benefits?
Yeah, just that these are not always things that Social Security, not that they're trying to hide something, but they're not necessarily trying to always dig out the best possible scenario for you. So it's really important to be working with professionals that can help guide you and look at the ins and outs of your situation. And even us, Steve and I, who work with people every day, there's always a new scenario that we've not seen. And we call on our pocket of professionals, which formerly worked for the Social Security Administration, some consultants that we put in touch with our clients to help them decide on their scenario. Perhaps it's a remarriage, perhaps, you know, not just a death, perhaps a situation where they were married for 10 years at one point in their life, they're no longer married, can they collect on their ex's benefits and so forth. So there are so many things to be looking at in every situation. Now, the first thing, again, as we started off the show today talking about, is we really believe in education. And so the first thing we want all our listeners to do is, if they have not done this, is to establish a login on www.ssa.gov, which is the Social Security Administration website. Should be fairly secure as a website, I think. We've all been using it. You establish a login, and that's how you can see what your specific Social Security record looks like. You want to make sure it looks like it's intact as far as the numbers are reflecting the amount of wages and so forth that you've had for the last, you know, 20, 30 years. And so you can see what your benefit is starting to look like as well. So I'd like, you know, to make sure people have that in their up their sleeve to be able to look at planning ahead for what Social Security might bring to them.
Yes, that's very important. And you said something too, which is important to point out, listeners. If you have a consultation with Klaus Financial, you're not just getting the intelligence and information from the advisors themselves. You're getting their connections with experts in other fields and other things as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. I think we should ask right now, I don't want to run out of time, for the cost quiz question of the week. We did answer this question. If you know the answer to it, call 815-877-8440. If you are the first person to call in with the correct answer, you win a $25 gift card to Texas Roadhouse. And the cost quiz question this week is, assuming that you postpone collecting your Social Security benefit until the age of 70, what percentage, in terms of delayed retirement credits, will your Social Security benefit continue to grow even if you continue to delay after this age? Say that again. Assuming that you postpone collecting your Social Security benefit until the age of 70, what percentage will your Social Security benefit continue to grow even if you continue to delay after this age? 815-877-8440. First person to answer that question correctly wins a $25 gift card to Texas Roadhouse. Steve and Malia, I know people occasionally will check out the stock market and see what the Dow Jones Industrial is doing. Do you have a suggestion on how the average investor should be invested with the different fluctuations in things? Should people stay in cash? Should they do bonds? What's your general advice?
I'll let Steve go first with that one.
Thanks, Malia. You know, as you hear us talking week in and week out about retirement planning and having that strategy, we, again, are strong believers in creating that roadmap and game plan, not only for your retirement, but also for the investing dollars towards your retirement. And what I mean by that is not getting wrapped up in all the hype that goes on with short-term market volatilities. I mean, that's part of investing. Our clients, for the most part, have heard us talk about the probability of a 10 to 20% market correction for the last couple of years. So it's really not even new. From a diversification standpoint, an investment strategy, it's a matter of being probably more balanced in your approach. Many people probably heard of the term stock or equities. Basically, in that situation, you're part owner of that company. If you've heard of the word of bonds or fixed income, mm-hmm. basically there you're a debtor where you're actually loaning that company money to be able to make expansion. You know, and then there's cash, obviously, money markets, things like that. Like you said before, Mike, putting under the mattress isn't exactly going to be a growth motor by any means.
No.
But the whole idea there is to have that investment diversification, determining from an allocation standpoint, what are you comfortable with and what will help meet your retirement objectives in equities, fixed income, in cash, and adjusting accordingly. Making an adjustment to your strategy based on your changes in goals and objectives, not just because of what the market did from one day to the next.
Yes, I've heard that before by smart people like yourself, that you can't make long-term financial decisions, especially about retirement and whatnot, based on what you see the stock market do every day.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Well, if you have any questions at all about anything we talked about, call 815-877-8440. That's 815-877-8440. Free consultation. The very first appointment you make at Kloss Financial is absolutely free. And you can perhaps get any answers to your questions at KlossFinancial.com. That's KLAAS Financial.com. Steve and Malia, anything else you'd like to add before we say goodbye?
Malia?
Just to make sure that you get your own house in order. That's what we work with clients every day. So we can't control what the markets are doing, but we can help control what you're doing on a daily basis.
On that note, we will be right back on the Michael Kulich Show. Thanks, Steve and Malia.
Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.